Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and now here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. Officials in California recently launched a new tourism marketing campaign. Visit California CEO Carolyn Batetta discussed it and more in an interview with global tourism reporter DeWitt Haptamariam. Batetta said California's current marketing campaign, titled Ultimate Playground, aims to showcase a sense of play often associated with the Golden State. She described the campaign as a pivot from Visit California's long-running campaign, Dream Big, which she added will still be a part of the organization's messaging. Batetta also touched on Visit California's work with celebrities who frequently appear on the cover of its visitor guides. She cited Jennifer Hudson as one celebrity the organization has partnered with. Next, travel and tourism investment firm Certares was behind a consortium that acquired FTI Group, Europe's third largest tour operator, writes Travel Experiences reporter Jesse Chase Lubitz. The consortium will own all of the share capital, while FTI will receive about $130 million to use for its digital transformation and growth. Certares holds stake in G Adventures, TripAdvisor, and AMA Waterways, among other travel brands. Meanwhile, Munich-based FTI has 120 subsidiaries throughout Europe. Finally, Iceland is still a popular destination for Chinese travelers, while Kazakhstan has become a new favorite, reports Asia editor Pedin Domabutia. Iceland remains one of the top 10 most coveted outbound destinations among travelers surveyed by China-based marketing company Dragontail International. An executive at Dragontail credited reality TV and social media for familiarizing Chinese travelers with Iceland. As for Kazakhstan, the easing of visa restrictions, as well as its winter resorts, have made the country more appealing for many Chinese. Meanwhile, Thailand has suffered in the eyes of many Chinese travelers due to concerns about safety. Roughly 38% of those surveyed by Dragontail considered Thailand unsafe to visit. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.